Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
The Premier League All Access podcast is proud to be brought to you by Ladbrokes. Stay ahead of all the big games in the best league in the world, the Premier League. With the latest odds, form guides, expert opinions and more, the fans are the players at Ladbrokes. Are you in? Let's go. Play at ladbrokes.com, 18 plus, begambleaware.org. T's and C's apply.
In the end, Watford are not the story of the day. They may have been thrashed in the FA Cup final, but they are the footnote to history. The history is all Manchester City's. They have won the FA Cup final by 6-0, equaling the largest winning margin in the history of this competition, equaling Bury, who won 6-0 against Derby County back in 1903. Truly, this is a side that loves to make history. Watford's players shaking hands with Prince William and Greg Clark, the chairman of the Football Association. They're back on their way down now with their runners-up medals. I know some keep them, some chuck them in the Thames. Certainly, at one stage, it will be a treasured memory for some of these players right now, though I'm sure it'll be tough to look at. But it's all about Manchester City today, who are climbing the Wembley steps as we speak. A large technical team remain on the field, looking up at the balcony, made famous by so many at the old Wembley. Vince and company, part of the side, the last time they won the FA Cup. David Silva was there too the day Yaya Toure scored in that victory over Stoke City back in 2011. They were here as well when they lost the final back in 2013 against Wigan Athletic. Roberto Martinez here today, reminding everyone of that fact. So it's a glorious redemption for some of these guys, the likes of David Silva, Vincent Kompany, Sergio Aguero, who have failed in the FA Cup for a long time, 8 years since winning this trophy, 6 since making the final, and they go up as history makers, record breakers, the side who have won more games in a season of football in all competitions than any other, a side who are going to take some stopping next season and in the seasons to come. Pep Guardiola has said he'll be here next year. He wants to stay the one after that. And I'm sure every other club in English football will be hoping it'll be handshakes all round and off to pastures new. Edison leading the side up. Vincent Kompany at the back here. De Bruyne shaking hands with various dignitaries from both clubs as he approaches Prince William. City fans provide the atmosphere, looking forward to this one. They've packed out their end. Plenty of Watford fans have stayed too to cheer the champions. Certainly loved by football fans and City fans alike as Prince William shakes hands with Vincent Kompany. The future King of England gives the FA Cup to the Kings of English football. Manchester City, champions of the Premier League, winners of the Carabao Cup and now winners of the FA Cup as well. Vincent Kompany lifts the trophy aloft, gives it to Kevin De Bruyne. Man of the match performance, according to the sponsors, having come on in the second half and found the back of the net. Raheem Sterling, I'm sure, will be getting a heck of a cheer as well when this cup makes its way down the balcony to him, as John Stones, who maybe could have scored that 7th alongside Kyle Walker, raised the FA Cup to the heavens here. Hey Jude by the Beatles bellows around Wembley Stadium, sung loud and proud by those City supporters. Watford's players aren't waiting. They're already on their way to the dressing room, on their way home, on their way to a summer break, where they can, I'm sure, think of a season of success relative to what was expected. As Riyad Mahrez, another trophy for him, raises the FA Cup, gives it to Edison. We mentioned in commentary how important that save at 0-0 could well be, has proved to be, and the trophy will eventually make its way down to Pep Guardiola, who has done something that no other manager in the history of English football has ever done in the men's game. Waits below for his players to return. He's not gone up there to lift the FA Cup, though I'm sure we will get that moment with the winner's podium being built on the pitch for the sponsors to take some pictures and the non-alcoholic champagne to fly. But Pep Guardiola, Danny Gavin, has done something. I mean, let's just reel off some of the names here. Think of Bob Paisley, Bill Shankly, Sir Alex Ferguson, Brian Clough, Arsene Wenger, Jose Mourinho. Insert great manager here.
Yeah.
None of them have ever done this.
No. I mean, he's the best manager in the world. It's as simple as that. And yes, as we've said, you know, he has an embarrassment of riches. He has quality players. But everything starts with a manager, his kind of mentality, the way he sets his team out, how he wants them to play. Mentality-wise, keeping those players kind of focused, keeping the squad focused throughout the season, you know, particularly the players that are not playing week in, week out. There are so many facets you have to have as a manager to get the best out of your team. And, you know, and he constantly does that kind of season after season. And why would he want to go anywhere else? I don't see him going anywhere for a long, long time. And that should strike fear into the rest of the Premier League, because, you know, I can't see anybody overturning this Man City team until he does the part. But, you know, why would he go anywhere? You know, as we said, he's got unlimited riches, he's got a high quality squad, everything's in place, he's got young players coming through in the academy. You know, where else can he go where, you know, he can have a similar kind of basis to work from? So I mean, I can only see him staying for a long, long time, and this Man City team improving year upon year. And, you know, they won't let rest on their laurels. They've won today, but tomorrow Pep will be looking at how he can improve this team ready for next season. You know, they'll be looking at targets in the transfer markets, I'm sure. You know, the Champions League is still the one that's been eluding them. So next season, I'm sure that is going to be a high priority. They must do better in that competition. And he'll be looking at where he can improve this side and make them better, if that is possible, because they are so, so good. And, you know, I just thought that was a, you know, a really kind of fitting moment there for Vincent Kompany lifting the trophy, because it does seem that, you know, this maybe is the last game that he's played for Man City. And, you know, what a player, what a captain he has been over the years. You know, he was there from the very beginning when this all started, you know, when the new owners came in and all this money was being spent. He's been there from the very beginning. We've seen players come, we've seen players go, but, you know, he's been one of the few constants. He's the one that kind of understands the club and what they're all about. And I'm just fitting for him this moment now, lifting the FA Cup, because, as I said, you know, it could be his last trophy, his last game in a Man City shirt, which I think would be a huge, huge loss to the football club, because I don't know who replaces him. He's almost irreplaceable with the kind of person he is, not just on the field, but off the field as well. So, you know, really great scenes for him now, seeing him lifting the trophy here with his teammates.
Yeah, lifts the FA Cup on the field, as he did moments ago, up on the balcony. Streamers and fireworks and blue moon echoing around Wembley Stadium once again, as it did a couple of months ago in the Carabao Cup final. Not seen a great deal of Pep Guardiola, who's trying to stay in the background and let the players take their moment. Lifting that great trophy, that much-desired trophy, that much-loved trophy, the FA Cup aloft. And it's a trophy that has significance around the world, the oldest knockout association cup competition in the world, watched not just in England and across the United Kingdom, but around the world for years and years. Something Guardiola said this week, he watched on TV as a child, a story we hear all the time from players who come to England to ply their trade. It's the one they all want to win. And in this era as well, where the matches have been broadcast on terrestrial TV, which means free TV in England, and more games than ever are being shown, it does have once again, and is growing that reputation once again, as the People's Cup. It's not owned by massive corporations, despite the sponsorship and all that. There is a feeling it is still a cup owned by the fans. That's why so many love it. That's why so many hold it so dear. And that's why even Manchester City, with all the trophies they have won, as soon as they won the Premier League last week, immediately were talking about winning this trophy. We can't hear him, unfortunately, from our position, but Vincent Kompany currently addressing the crowd. He is talking to the match day announcer down there. We'll certainly try and get some of his words to you later on. Of course, reaction on TalkSport.com and across our partners as well. Kevin De Bruyne down there talking to the media as well as the City players celebrate, and rightly so. They're right to do so. They really have played fantastic today. Really good. City fans, they have done a good job. Danny Gavin getting mobbed by some City fans as they walk by. Slash getting mobbed by a few of them as they go by. Apologies if you heard any poor language there from some of the City fans who are feeling somewhat exuberant. Might well just be terrible people, I don't know, but they're getting escorted out by the security here at Wembley. You got a nice hug there for your troubles.
Indeed.
Not usually something you get in the press area, but it is a day of celebration for some of these City fans, and maybe one or two have just taken it a touch too far, gone right down to what Watford fans are left for some reason or other. I remember my first beer. Anyway, while that's going on and the Manchester City players continue to celebrate on the pitch away to our left, let's remind you of the very best of this FA Cup final. Goals galore for Manchester City as they thrash Watford at Wembley by 6-0. And now Watford can break down the right-hand side. De La Feu down the right-hand side. Pereira's in the box. It is Pereira against the goalkeeper. Brilliant save by Edison, who was quick off his line and stops Pereira from opening the scoring in the FA Cup final. Raheem Sterling here has picked up a loose ball from Watford. His shot has been blocked. David Silva has won it in the air. And David Silva's in the area here. He's shot a goal! And it is a goal for David Silva. Ricochet to him in the penalty area. It's a brilliant volley into the bottom corner across Aurelio Gomez, and it's the champions chasing the treble who strike first at Wembley. Just not putting enough effort in there to try and win the ball back. That's not going to help Watford right now. As this ball comes in, this won't help Watford either. Manchester City have scored a second goal, turned in by Raheem Sterling at the back post. It may go down as Jesus. We'll need to find out when this ball crossed the line. It was a delicious ball towards the back post. A great run from Gabriel Jesus. He touches the ball across the goal line. Sterling is there sniffing. Either way, Manchester City, as we approach half-time, are in a commanding position. They lead by 2-0. Got to be careful here, Watford. Bouncing ball. Pereira's won it, has he, from Jesus. Then Jesus out-jumps him. And then Sterling plays it on. And Jesus is through. De Bruyne to his right. Around the goalkeeper. Kevin De Bruyne. 3-0 to Manchester City. That's all she wrote in the FA Cup Final 2019. To Jesus. Chests it around the corner to De Bruyne. And a return ball from Kevin De Bruyne to Gabriel Jesus, who's through on goal for 4-0. Gabriel Jesus, he finally has scored in the FA Cup final. Even Raheem Sterling can't take this one from Gabriel Jesus. All too easy for Manchester City. Maybe some rules might need to be brought in to make things more equal. It's only going to get worse with the international money now, which favours Manchester City. And this game certainly favours Manchester City. It's now a five-star show. They've scored again against Watford, really rubbing the salt into the open wounds of the Hornets right now. Down the left-hand side, no challenge comes in. Raheem Sterling at the far post, and Raheem Sterling scores for the second time in this FA Cup final. And they might need more here as Raheem Sterling goes for a hat-trick! And it is going to be for Manchester City and Raheem Sterling, an FA Cup final hat-trick.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
The Premier League All Access podcast is proud to be brought to you by Ladbrokes. There's a lot more to those 90 minutes than what goes down on the pitch. With the latest odds, form guides and expert opinions, you'll know the score with Ladbrokes. Odds update on Talk Sport with Ladbrokes. Are you in? Let's go. Play at ladbrokes.com. 18 plus. BeGambleAware.org. T's and C's apply.
History making, history breaking hat-trick for Raheem Sterling. Just a reminder, the fourth player to score a hat-trick in the FA Cup final. I'm feeling quite confident no one listening was alive, or can remember at least, the last time it happened, 1953, when Stan Mortensen scored three for Blackpool. Also done by William Townley for Blackburn in 1890 and Jimmy Logan for Notts County in 1894. And we've got to talk about Raheem Sterling. You know, today may well not have been his greatest performance for Man City. He was good, no doubt about it, but he's going to go home this evening as a man who scored a hat-trick in the FA Cup final. First time this millennium, first time in X amount of years it's ever been done. The season he has had, this has been the breakthrough season in so many ways for Raheem Sterling.
It's been very good. I thought last season was very good as well. If you look at his numbers, quite similar to last season, but I think the De Bruyne factor of last season probably overshadowed what he did, because, you know, he was so good, Kevin De Bruyne. But obviously De Bruyne this season hasn't featured much, so Sterling has stepped up alongside Bernardo Silva, and he has been that guy. And as you said, Tom, today, you know, he probably wasn't at his scintillating best, but still comes off the pitch with a hat-trick. And I do think he has kind of added that to his game now, you know, goals. It's not all about just dribbling past players and assisting. He's getting into those kind of dangerous areas of the pitch now and finishing things off. And, I mean, again, outstanding season. The consistency now that he's showing, the off-the-field stuff that he's had to kind of deal with this season. He's maturing as a player, as a person, and, you know, a key player now in this Man City team. To think that maybe a season or two ago we were talking about Sterling maybe leaving Man City and having to maybe go and find first-team football somewhere else with the players that Pep was looking to bring in, but he has that mentality, so strong mentally, and, you know, he's looked at that and thought, OK, you know, Sane coming in, I'm going to raise my game. Mahrez coming in this summer, OK, not a problem, I'll raise my game again and make sure that you're the one sitting on the bench. And that's the kind of players that Pep wants in his team. And I mean, he's just getting better season after season, improving so much. And you can, maybe his decision now is vindicated to kind of leave Liverpool when he did, because he wanted to go and improve as a player. He wanted to win trophies, playing in Champions Leagues, playing at the top level. And now you're seeing the benefits of that. An outstanding player.
Hat-trick today in the FA Cup final, though the first one, we've got to talk about the first one a little bit. I've seen it again on my monitors here.
Now,
I've not seen the VAR and all that kind of replay stuff, Hawkeye, whatever they use on the goal line. It looks to me like it probably should have been Jesus' goal, but you mentioned it there. Maybe last year, the year before, in his Liverpool days, he might not have been following that in, sniffing it around. And the reason he's made history today, the reason he's got an FA Cup final hat-trick, is because he had the instinct to follow that ball in. And that's something, you know, it's one of those things, the instinct, where you go, it can't be taught. It obviously can.
It can
be taught, yeah, by Pep Guardiola to someone like Raheem Sterling.
Well, we've seen it. We've seen it, as simple as that. You know, at Liverpool, yes, he was a young player, Raheem. Still with a lot to learn. You know, Brendan Rodgers was a fantastic coach and he did some very good things there, but, you know, he wasn't posting up the numbers that he is now as a Man City player. And that is one of the things that he's added to his game, getting into those dangerous areas of the pitch, showing that composure under pressure. You know, the amount of goals he's scored, tap-ins inside the six-yard box, your balls have been squared across the six-yard box, and he's just timing his run and getting on the end of the things. You know, and that is the modern-day winger for you now. You know, wingers were very different a fair few years ago. It was all about assists and crossing balls into the box, and you'd often see a winger outside of the 18-yard box when balls are coming into the box. But now, wingers are, you know, they're goal scorers now. You look at Liverpool, the likes of Salah and Mane at the top of the goal scoring charts this season. You are expected to create goals but also score goals and get inside the 18-yard box. Almost, they're called inside forwards now. They're not so much wingers, and Raheem Sterling has added that to his game. And I mean, it's so difficult to be that consistent, to show those levels of consistency week in, week out, even if you are playing in a top team. But you know, he seems to do that now, and he's elevating himself now into that kind of world-class bracket of player. And a lot of that is down to himself, his hard work, his mentality, his willingness to want to improve. But you have to say a lot of that is down to Pep Guardiola as well and his coaching, because Sterling's not the only one. We could look at Bernardo Silva. So many players now who have come to Man City under his guidance have improved, you know, 5, 10, 50% as a player. So credit, huge credit has to go to Guardiola himself as well.
Credit to Edison as well. We're watching some of the highlights of the game on our monitors here at Wembley. And at 0-0, that chance for Pereira. Yeah. He's such a good player, Pereira. But I've seen it a lot of times now. It's a really great save, no doubt about that. However, if he just lifts that in and Watford take the lead, they could have had something to defend.
Yeah, and as we said, you know, when you come up against teams like Man City, you're only going to get maybe a... Well, you're lucky if you get a handful of chances in the game. You have to be clinical with the chances that you you get. And maybe I was doing Pereira a disservice. There's a lot of things he could have done with that finish, to be fair. He could have maybe tried to put it through his legs. He could have slotted it the other side. But I have to give credit to Ederson as well, because we've seen it time and time again. He doesn't have a lot to do because Man City dominate possession, but what he has to do, he's so efficient with what he does. And sometimes you forget just little things like that, his positioning, his starting position, how quickly he gets off his line to close angles down. And you know, I was watching him on the replay for that Pereira chance, and I didn't really see it in real time, but the ball gets squared across, and as soon as Pereira has his first touch, he's out, he's in front of him, he races out, he confronts him, he just closes that angle down and just makes that chance a little bit more difficult than maybe what another goalkeeper would have. So for me, Pereira, yes, he should have scored. I think the quality that he has, he would be disappointed that he didn't put Watford in front. But you have to give credit to Ederson as well, because it was a brilliant piece of goalkeeping, and what he did, a lot of what he did kind of went unnoticed to the most kind of normal fan. You just think it was a bad miss, but it was brilliant goalkeeping as well, just to make that chance a little bit more difficult than it was.
Yeah, I mean, in a lot of games for Manchester City, you feel like he doesn't do very much, Ederson, but no. You know, he doesn't have to make a great deal of saves. It's not man the barricades like David De Gea making save after save. You know, it's not spectacular in that way. But not only the save, in the first half as well, there was a bit where Watford were trying to break and he finds himself in defensive midfield. He's coming out and then he's not just hoofing it upfield. He's composed, he's calm, there's finesse to it. And that goes right across it. There's bits where Vincent Kompany's in his 6-yard box with two players closing him down. I mean, you know, no disrespect, but what would you have done in that situation? You get it out, don't you? That's what you do.
Yeah, I mean, as a defender, he must be a joy to have behind you. The composure, the quality that he has on the ball. As you said, that ball that got, kind of got played in behind. Delafay was getting onto that. It was a good ball, played into the channel. You know, Vincent Kompany and Laporte were trying to keep a high line. Delafay makes a great run in behind, but you know you can hold a high line as a defender because you've almost got an extra defender behind you in Ederson. His starting position is brilliant. You know, he sees the danger, he snuffs it out. But then he has that composure to just nod a ball down to a defender, and then Man City are then off starting an attack again. And that's why Man City are so good at kind of camping teams in as well. At times you see Laporte and Vincent Kompany, and they're about 40, 50 yards from the Watford goal. But they can do that. They can pin teams in and hold a high line because they know they have the insurance of Ederson behind them. Anything that goes over the top, he is going to sweep it up. And I mean, what a great... It looks a great decision. Now, at the time, I thought, you know, Joe Hart, it was really harsh, obviously, saying to him, look, you're not my number one. He then got Claudio Bravo in. He couldn't do the job. He got rid of him. It was very ruthless what Pep did. But certainly with Ederson coming in, you know, the decision's been vindicated, really, because he is an outstanding goalkeeper.
Let's squeeze in some reaction pitch side. Ian Abrahams, the Moose, has caught up with the City captain, Vincent Kompany.
Yeah, just walked down the tunnel with Vincent Kompany. First of all, many congratulations.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you. I'm so happy.
You won the treble. How does that feel?
It feels surreal. It's such an achievement. So many games to win, teams to defeat, and performances, you know. So I'm so happy. I'm proud of the guys.
6 goals today. 2 for Sterling. I don't think he's going to get a hat-trick. I think the other one will go to Gabby. But, I mean that's...
It's how we deserve to end this. I mean, Watford was difficult. It was a hard game. It's how we deserve to end this season.
Yeah, characteristically generous there from Vincent Kompany, saying Watford were hard to beat. Frankie, they weren't hard to beat. Certainly towards the end of that match, after the first goal had gone in the first half, it seemed all done and dusty. Great work by the Moose down there, speaking with Vincent Kompany. And it's what you'd expect from a man of his kind of class. Now, you mentioned he's got no contract at this club. Will another club be interested in the Premier League in Vincent Kompany for next season? Would he be interested himself?
100%. I think from Vincent Kompany's point of view, the love that he has for Man City, could he go to another Premier League team? I don't know, but certainly there'll be suitors for him, because I still think he's able to play for another couple of years if he manages himself in the right way. But it's not just the player that you're getting as well, you know, it's the leadership skills as well, the man in the dressing room as well, the way that he looks after his team, looks after his players, leads by example with his performances. I think he would be a big, big loss to see if they were to let him go. I don't know how you kind of replace him as a whole. You know, you get the complete package with him. So I don't know. I'm sure you'll want to stay, Vincent Kompany. I'm sure you'd be hoping that maybe they can thrash out a new deal. But you have to think, when it gets to this point in the season, you haven't sorted your contract out, and the way he's kind of been reacting at the end of games and being brought off and looking at the fans and applauding the fans, it does look almost like he's almost saying goodbye. So he would be a big, big loss, but there will be teams in the Premier League, I'm sure, looking to pick him up.
Final minute or so of the show, and final minute or so of our season, where we covered nearly 400 games to our partners around the world. Just a quick line on the season. Across its entirety, Manchester City have won everything there is to win in the competitions that we cover. Where does this season rank for you? And also, briefly, if you can, in a few seconds, where does this City team as champions and multiple winners rank for you? Have you ever seen better than this?
No. It's been a brilliant season. I mean, last season, Man City was a procession for them. Nobody could challenge them. Credit to Liverpool this season, because they've pushed them all the way. But then you have to give even more credit to Man City to retain the title, with Liverpool breathing down their necks and having to mass as many points as they have. But then on top of that, to do a treble, just absolutely outstanding. And I have to say, I think English football is in a really strong place at the minute. You know, two English teams in the Champions League final, two English teams in the Europa League final. The Premier League is probably as strong as it's ever been. The FA Cup, the biggest domestic cup competition in the world still for me. English football is in a fantastic place. On the whole, it's been a really enthralling season.
Gabs, enthralling to be with you today as well. Thank you very much indeed to Daniel Gabbardon, who has been alongside me for the FA Cup final, our final game of what's been a fantastic season. We thank all of our partners around the world for being with us. All around the globe, the Premier League is the best league in the world. This has been the best cup competition in the world for such a long time. We really appreciated your tweets from around the world as well, listening in. We are back with you right here in August for the Community Shield, after I've been on the beach for at least 3 weeks. Don't call me, I'll call you. City are champions once again, winning the FA Cup by 6-0. We'll see you again. You've been listening to the Emirates FA Cup final live with TalkSport.
The Premier League All Access podcast is proud to be brought to you by Ladbrokes. The latest odds? We set them. Form guides? We've got them. Expert opinions? We share them. The best fans in the world deserve the best. Be match day ready before the whistle blows with Ladbrokes. Odds update on TalkSport with Ladbrokes. Are you in? Let's go. Play at ladbrokes.com. 18 plus. BeGambleAware.org. T's and C's apply.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.